Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop, as Big Voice Man mentioned, and we're about to go around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist. Got extra game day tickets? Turn them into cash with Quick Assist. Download Quick Assist from your app store today to find H-Town fans looking for seats. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. Wild weather stuff happening across the nation. Obviously here, we're just dealing with a little cold. Hope you're staying warm, but it's not that wild. What's really wild is the fires that are happening out in the Southern California area. And that is affecting a lot of things in sports. I think there's been some NHL games that have been canceled. Some contingency plans are being put in place for various things, including Wild Card Weekend, as the Rams are supposed to be hosting the Vikings there in Inglewood at SoFi Stadium. And, I mean, you have no idea how quickly these things can be, wrangled or, kind of wrestled in or wrangled in as these wildfires have just been spreading to all sorts of different residential areas. It's clearly a, really tragic situation that is happening out there in California, and that really could impact the situation of physically, right, whatever the fires are happening, but also just, I imagine it's not the easiest thing to sell in on a weekend where days coming in for maybe half a week to a full week going in, people have been dealing with the loss of probably property and unfortunately life, and you're like, hey, come out to a football game. I imagine that's a little tougher. However, if things get really bad, it seems like the contingency that the NFL has put in place for that Vikings-Rams wild card game is that they would play play in Phoenix. What is that? State Farm Arena? No, State Farm Stadium? I don't remember what it is.
Come on.
I really truly don't.
Okay, what you asking us for?
I know. Well, come on, man.
I think it is State Farm.
Yeah, it probably is if you think so. I we'll probably hear something today, right? Because they do have to do some level of planning, although I'm sure there's a lot of planning going on behind the scenes.
State Farm Stadium. It used to be University of Phoenix.
Hey, I didn't doubt you. I honestly, and I'm not trying to be, I don't know what, I'm not trying to be here, but I don't know if you can play that game in L.A., man.
That's the thing.
I mean, I don't know.
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
I really and truly don't know, because... Yeah. If physically you can do it, I just wonder, how callous does it feel?
Have y'all checked in on this thing, man?
Somewhat. Sometimes I protect your own health, your own mentals in some instances, as Marshawn Lynch has implored us to do. Sometimes I'm like, man, there's so much devastation, right? It's like you tap in for a little bit and you're like, I can't exist here for too long. Which obviously is a benefit that I have. It's a privilege I have that I can just kind of tap out, where some people are actively living through various things.
If you're not even watching the news reports, if you're not even watching, if you're just watching home videos off of a phone,
clips,
they look like they're in hell.
Yeah.
Literally hell, fire everywhere, all those embers growing everywhere. And I know that's not going to be necessarily at SoFi, but. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's
just tough to have a game go on, period, when your city is literally burning up.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And we've, through hurricanes, we've lived that here,
right,
as well. It's tough. It's just tough on just
mentally,
exactly, and mentally and emotionally on the community.
Yeah, but that's the contingency We know the NFL, man. Show must go on, which, again, that's something that I wrestle with as an individual. It's like, hey, man, there's some things that are more important, but I also understand, you know, the train got to keep moving in some ways. But, that would be the contingency. Yeah.
It was kind of like that with New Orleans with the situation that happened there. Yeah. And at the time, it was like, damn, a bowl game is going on in a couple hours.
Yeah.
But they end up canceling it. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like the bowl game was still going to go on. And I'm like, man, that's kind of tough mentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but some other things. Yeah. Like I said, that'd be the contingency. Ultimately, that game will get played. Some other things around the NFL. I mentioned this. Apparently, Tom Brady has really stepped fully into his role as a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, because he's doing something that we should have expected. With that, he's reached out to his former coach, Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, who agreed to the job at North Carolina to become the head coach there. He's already jumped in and started working. We've seen him sign players and such. But apparently Tom Brady has indeed reached out to Bill Belichick, along with other teams. Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that multiple NFL teams have inquired about whether legendary coach Bill Belichick would reconsider his move to college football, including the Raiders, where Tom Brady is.
I think what the story is here, you know, because there's also reports, and I'm trying to remember, you may remember who had it, that Belichick is going to stay. Not really interested. But I think what the real story is Tom Brady. Well, you know, we speculated on it yesterday. Like, you know, this is going to be his call. You know, like, well, he's part of more than part.
I wonder how much that is the case, right? Because I hear you. And that is something I'm really interested to see, is how much power Tom Brady brings or, you know, wields in that organization. But could it be possible that this is just, hey, we're interested in him, and if we have somebody who has a connection, hey, you go be the one who talks to him, right? To see if we can have the best.
That's exactly what it is to me. I feel like he's that spokesperson that, hey, you know Bill Belichick personally. Right. Can you reach out to him rather than one of the Davises or whoever? Reach out to Bill Belichick personally.
Absolutely. Tom Telesco. It reminds me of when I was a kid and you're trying to go over to your friend's house and you're like, if I ask my mom, she gonna say no, but if you ask her, she might say yes.
That's like if I wanted to get Nick Reich on the show, I probably won't be able to get him on, but if I ask Lopez to do it, hop on the show.
I disagree. I think Tom Brady has, you know, he's a guy that is just, he can't help himself. He's going to be the guy making the call, and I think this is a perfect example. Like Brady himself, I don't think he had to be told to pick up the phone and give Bill Belichick a call and kick the tires. And by the way, I'm going to ring that every time we say something. No, because he said, I hear you, which is another way of saying,
I'm going to be violating today. No.
Because he's like basically saying, no, you're wrong.
No, I hear what you're saying, wrong, bro.
But
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of those that I kind of slide in there. So I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot
idiot,
Reggie.
You dummy.
There's a lot of, hey, you got a lot of these cliches in there, bro.
I hear what you're saying, but you're wrong.
However, you're dead ass
loud
wrong.
And wrong.
You're dead ass wrong.
No, I mean, you validate what they're saying, and then you put your own perspective out there. That's the way I wanted to go about that. But yeah, complicating factor in this, and this was something that we knew early on. I think even Nicole Auerbach, when we talked to her when we were at Army Navy, she mentioned this structure. I think she was one of the early ones to report this.
$10 million.
It is a $10 million buyout if he leaves before June 1st. UNC was like, we know you said you signed. However, that coaching carousel in the NFL ain't opened up yet. So we want to make sure that it is fiscally prohibitive for you to up and leave.
But
so it would be
$10 million isn't much.
Well, it is when
it is for me.
But see, I feel like the Raiders would probably cover that.
Yeah. It is when you're cash poor. Like the Raiders are notoriously they're kind of cash poor. Like that's one of those organizations where their money is in football. They're not one of these ownership groups that has their money in something else and then the football team. Their money is from football,
but it's still Bill Belichick. If they really want Bill Belichick, and he got to cover that $10 million,
they'll do it.
They'll figure it out.
And as of right now, all indications are that Bill does want to stay at the college level, which I'm still kind of surprised by, if we're going to be completely honest. Some other things around the NFL. Well, I guess if we're going to talk about college coaches returning to the NFL.
Oh man,
y'all familiar with one Bill O'Brien?
I know him. I know him. Old Bill O'Brien. OBOB.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Boston College's best.
Boston. I mean,
great. Yeah, I guess so, John.
That guy. Yeah. That guy in particular. He's actually been pretty good at Boston College. Their season didn't end quite the way that they wanted, but he's had a pretty good stretch of things. And he joined Adam Schefter's podcast. Man, they'd be having people work at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
He's already on two phones all the time. They put him on TV, and he's taking phone calls on TV. And they're like, you know what we need from you? A podcast on top, buddy. Get to work. But on that podcast, Bill O'Brien was asked about the possibility of returning to the NFL.
And if there were a team that came to you, though, Bill, said, we want to talk to you, you going to talk to them?
In my career, you always have to be able to listen and think about what's best for your family and all those things. But again, I'm like I said, I'm very, very happy at Boston College.
But that was a real political answer.
We were talking about. You really couldn't expect much more than that.
Yeah,
but he's listening. If somebody's talking, he's listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to.
Yeah.
But it seems like he has reached the spot that probably works best for him. Like, I feel like he did such a great job that first time around. Remember him at Penn State? And that was a tough position to be in generally because he's come in after a scandal.
Yeah.
That really, knocks down some of the, storied tradition of Penn State because of the particulars of the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and with the, with kind of the parameters that are limiting. There, he does a great job there, and then the natural parameters that are limiting for a Boston College that does not have the same level of investment and same geography, and he's done pretty well there. Like, hey man, go ahead and stick to the rivers and lakes you're used to right now, because this NFL thing, I don't think that it's gone all that well for him.
I wonder if somebody will actually give him a shot.
Well, I was just thinking, we haven't seen, Jacksonville is interviewing everybody but you and me. And they I haven't seen Bill O'Brien's name mentioned anywhere.
No, and that's this feels like more of just a theoretical more than anything. I don't think that there's any action here in a real way.
If he really wanted an NFL job, he got people behind him that will plant stuff, that will pump up his resume and talk about the division champs, championships he got and all that other stuff.
But I don't know if anyone's interested.
I don't think anyone's interested now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the interviews. Jacksonville probably has like the second or third most. There's a lot of interviews for some of these teams. Like the Bears have a ton of interviews, including, mind you, Pete Carroll. Remember Pete Carroll, who stepped down from his position in Seattle, where basically like, hey man, you can come up here in this office or you can get to step and you pick.
Yeah.
And he decided to kind of step down and go into an advisory role. Apparently he still wants to coach. He's going to take a Bears interview. Along with a whole bunch of other people. But then the Jaguars, their interview list, which with a name that I actually had not realized earlier, Kellen Moore, who is the Eagles coordinator right now, Todd Monken, Ravens OC, Joe Brady, Bills OC. Those are probably, or no, and Liam Cohen is the Bucks OC. Those last three that I said are probably like the big ones that people are considering, in addition to Ben Johnson, the Detroit Lions OC, Aaron Glenn DC for them. Patrick Graham from the Raiders, who's previously a DC there. That's interesting. Salah, Flores, and Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
I saw that. He was in the running there.
I think Spagnuolo is like Wade Phillips in that he is a Hall of Fame, if people would pull their heads and actually give coordinators Hall of Fame consideration. He's a Hall of Fame assistant coach. Something about being that head coach, that's just not him. You know, And Wade Phillips, that's a little unfair because he had a really good record for a while as a head coach. But I think there's a lot of guys that are just built to be a tremendous coordinator, but they're not quite the head coach material that you think about. You know?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to be a pretty robust coaching search for a few teams. We mentioned how the Jets are doing that. I mentioned the Bears. The Jags seem to have a big one. How confident are you that the Jags are going to make the right hire here, though?
Oh, I'm very confident they will not.
Okay, very good. Excellent.
They will absolutely not.
And real quick, another name that you'll be familiar with, Brian Gain, former Texans GM, is going to interview one of many. Actually, not as many when it comes to the Jets GM position. I think I might have seen maybe about three kind of names that have popped up there, maybe three or four as I'm thinking of. I know that Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, has thrown his support behind Lewis Riddick, the ESPN analyst.
And I'm not laughing at Lewis Riddick's qualifications. It's just like, Deion. Yeah, you could see that coming. Right.
How much do you believe Deion recently said that the only way he would coach in the NFL is he was able to coach his sons? How much do you believe him?
I do. On that? Oh, yeah. He's coached him since ninth grade.
Yeah.
I mean, he's every year. They've never had a head coach other than Dad every year. Brian Gain, to me, I'm happy for him. He got a raw deal here. He really did. I mean, he got pushed out. He lost his power. Goes to Buffalo. I think he sat out a year and then went to Buffalo. And has been, I mean, look at Buffalo. Has been able to manipulate that roster despite, you know, all the offseason cap issues that they had. I'm happy for Brian Gain.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes the results help. Like, that roster is not incredible, but they've just done a really good job. And Josh Allen, right? You throw the that Josh helps. Allen bandage over a lot of this, and that makes it work. Somebody said I'm laughing at both Lewis Riddick's qualifications as GM and Deion Sanders thinking that he has a lot of influence when I don't think the smart NFL teams give a damn what he says. Hey, I don't think that he thinks he has influence. I think he's just talking, like, as a dude who has an opinion. Like, he feels like he throws his opinion out. And, I mean, also, once you become a Hall of Famer, it's just kind of like, hey,
you do have a little stroke.
My opinion, I could throw this out here.
Yeah. We talked about Tom Brady, and he could just make that call or say whatever. He kind of got the same thing, too.
Mm-hmm. I think Deion just talking, although it does, like, I don't know that anybody's actually going to jump for it, but it does feel like that's just the constant shadowy figure out there that maybe all of a sudden, by God, is that Deion Sanders music?
Yeah.
And from the 713, it's a setup, right? Bill leaves the job and his son takes over in his place. When talking about North Carolina, that's where a lot of people feel.
Yeah.
But he's already on a staff. I'm trying to remember where Steve Belichick is.
But he's going to Carolina.
He's
though.
A DC.
Yeah.
Right? Or
I think he's going to Carolina.
Wasn't he the DC in Washington?
Mm-hmm. He was a defensive coach. I know that. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. And that's what people are kind of feeling.
It seemed like that was going to happen in a couple years. Mm-hmm. Like, not the first year, maybe 2 or 3 years down the line. I think Bill Belichick, if he did get that opportunity, would leave and his son take over.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL on this, and some college, I guess, on this Thursday. coming up next, let's talk to our guy, former Texan defensive lineman, ND Kalu. Get more ready for the Chargers wild card game. We'll do it next.